Scott Morrison has rebooted his relations internationally with a trip to Japan. This will be the first leader the Australian Prime Minister has met since the pandemic began, touching base with Japan's new Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga. Morrison also planned on visiting Papua New Guinea on the back of this trip, but political tensions in the nation has postponed the visit. Pat Fordham has more.
Japan has become the highlight of this week for Scott Morrison, with the Prime Minister on his way to visit his Japanese counterpart, Suga Yoshihide. This is Prime Minister Morrison's first international visit since the COVID outbreak, with Japan topping the list. Morrison has viewed this visit as much needed, strengthening the ties between the two countries, especially as the China-Australian relationship remains to dwindle. James Lawrenson from the UTS Australian-Chinese Relations Institute has placed high importance on the relationship with Japan.
Yeah, Australia's 2017 foreign policy white paper made very clear that Australia would be proactively trying to, recruit partners in the region, and it put Japan at the top of that list. So in a sense, Scott Morrison's visit to Japan isn't surprising. It's an extension of what's already been happening. And of course, Japan is a major partner for Australia already. It's second to China on trade, but it's still number two.
Australia and China have been experiencing a rocky relationship recently, with trade and politics coming into the fray for both countries. A visit to Japan may send a strong message to the communist nation that Australia is able to make other substantial inroads in the Asian market.
Well, I think the most important reason is China isn't offering to host a visit. We know that Australian government ministers have been trying to get their Chinese counterparts to pick up the phone, but their Chinese counterparts haven't. So, I wouldn't take this as a slight from Scott Morrison on China. The reality is Japan's extended the invitation and Scott Morrison was happy to accept.
Japan wasn't the only country Prime Minister Morrison was planning on visiting during his time away, with Papua New Guinea high on his list. The Pacific nation and Australia have held a long-standing partnership for over a century, which Australia wishes to keep. Recently, Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape notified Scott Morrison of political tensions across the country and wished that he postpone his visit, which he accepted. A spokesperson from the Prime Minister's office made an unofficial statement regarding the visit.
Prime Minister Marape contacted the Prime Minister and asked him to defer his visit, and the Prime Minister was happy to do so.
The commitment to Papua New Guinea is one which Australia holds dearly. James Batley, a distinguished policy fellow at the Australian National University, believes that there are almost unbreakable ties to the country for Australia.
It is our nearest neighbour, and there are always important issues to be discussed. Morrison has made no secret of his commitment to what they call the Pacific Step Up, and he's really been personally put a lot of effort and time into the relationships with PNG and the other countries of the Pacific. But there are big issues to discuss. You know, PNG's budget is under a lot of pressure. The COVID situation is serious and it needs attention. You've got issues like Bougainville and what the future of Bougainville is. So, you know, it's not an issue that Australia... It's not a set of issues that Australia is able to ignore.
The country also possesses severe issues in their communities, including infrastructure and health. Now more than ever, a strong partner in the region like Australia is pivotal for the island nation.
PNG's got a population something above 8 million, so it's by far the largest Pacific Island country geographically as well as in terms of population. And it's got these ongoing serious problems with development right across the board, health, education, transport, infrastructure, and so on. And it's facing this serious COVID situation at the moment. And, you know, Australia feels a sense of neighbourliness. Certainly that's how the Prime Minister puts it. He talks about our Pacific family. But it's got implications for us as well.
Australian National University Distinguished Policy Fellow James Batley ending that report by Pat Fordham.